So once, the famed Lublin Rebbe, he sent a messenger to the Chavetz Chaim, and he told him that he is going to be spending, Mirz Hashem, spending Shabbos in Radin. And he really wanted to spend maybe one of the Sudas with the Chavetz Chaim. Can you imagine? So the Chavetz Chaim responded that, yeah, that would be a tremendous, tremendous honor to have such a special guest in our home for Shabbos. So he sent back that message, and then the messenger came back, and he said, there's a special request that Rav Shapiro, that the Lublin Rav, is asking of the Chavetz Chaim, and that is that he would be more comfortable if the woman in the home, when he comes, would eat on a separate table, or maybe in the kitchen. Would the Chavetz Chaim be able to accommodate his request? Can you imagine? So what do you think the Chavetz Chaim is going to say? Of course, don't worry, let me speak to my wife. The Chavetz Chaim responded, if this is the case, then I have to withdraw the invitation. I would love the chesed, the kavod hatorah, and everything, but I can't. Why? Because, he said, I gave my wife a ksuba, where I agreed to fulfill the Shulchan Aruch's obligations of every husband to every husband's wife, right? That is, to eat with his wife, etc. And the Chavetz Chaim said, I'm going to ask her to be meichel on that. I can't ask her to be meichel on that. The Chavetz Chaim felt, apparently, that despite the great mitzvah of Achnas Azarchim and Kavod HaTorah, we're talking about, I'm saying, a very big person over here, and to have such a distinguished guest at a Shabbos table, he cannot deprive his wife of what is rightfully hers. I can't do a chesed if it's going to step on those closest to me, if it's going to step on anybody, really. Chavetz Chaim was not afraid to, this is what has to be done, because this is what the Ratzon Hashem is. This is what Hashem would want. So, no.